Hello everyone. As we become more health conscious nowadays, a lot of tea drinkers like to learn a lot more about each tea they drink and what health benefit it offers. And today, we're going to talk about a tea type called Pu'er. In Cantonese, we call it Po'er茶. You might have heard of either name out there. So there are two different types of Pu'er. One is called raw, the other one is called cooked. They involve different process and different flavor, as well as a bit of different medicinal value. Now, Pu'er tea is a very complex tea. It involves different vintage, it comes from different tree types, different age of tree, and that's why there's a lot more to learn from it. But today, let's just focus on what it offers in terms of health benefits. So a lot of research has been done globally on this tea, and Pu'er has been found to help with reduced cholesterol, help to digest, remove fat, as well as promote more gut health. Because there are two different types, let's find out which type does a better job in what category. Now, we mentioned earlier there's two different varieties of Pu'er. Now let's talk about raw Pu'er. Raw Pu'er requires no fermentation and it goes in right into the aging process. And because the tea itself carries high in acidity, tannins, as well as polyphenols, so the tea typically are not to be consumed in the first 3 years. In the contrary, cooked Pu'er. Cooked Pu'er is a fully fermented tea and then it goes into the post-fermentation. Both tea can be in loose form, can be pressed tea, but the idea is to age, so the property of that, so it changes through time. And because the raw Pu'er is high in tannin and acidity, it is a great agent for cleansing and also reduce cholesterol and reduce inflammation. And for the cooked Pu'er, because it's been fully fermented and then aged, that gives you, it creates, the aging process actually promotes a lot more good enzymes and probiotic. And both probiotic and enzyme work very well together to promote good gut health. So that helps you digest. If you people who feel bloated after meals, also a great tea to have. And acid reflux, which is a very common problem. Knowing the right tea to drink at the right time will give you that health benefits. Now, if you say through the day, what is the best way to consume it? If you are looking for a cleanse and as well as to promote your gut health, so you would do raw Pu'er in the morning and then cook Pu'er after meals. That would be a good routine to have. Just on a little side note, if you have stomach ulcer or a very sensitive stomach, the raw Pu'er do carry acidity and may affect or irritate your stomach. So it does not mean all or none at all. Consuming in moderation, choosing the right type and drinking in the right time will give you the most effectiveness of the health benefits. So I hope you find this video helpful to you. And if you have any questions, feel free to drop us a comment below. Thank you.